Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Live around Australia on SEN, cricket mourns again. An Andrew Symonds tribute.
Andrew Symonds has it. And what a way to get it. A maiden test match 100. That is a catch that only a special fieldsman can pull off.
Yeah, welcome back to our special tribute to Andrew Symonds, live from Suncorp Stadium, as we all woke up to the shocking news this morning that Andrew Symonds, wonderful Australian cricketer, a wonderful Australian larrikin, has passed away at the age of 46 in a single car accident just outside Townsville late last night. One of his good mates is joining us now on the phone, Damien Fleming. Flem, thanks for joining us. I wish you were with us under better circumstances, but you're very close to Roy and his family. How are you this morning?
Yeah, Joyce, thanks for having the opportunity to talk about Simo. You know, just devastating news. Firstly, obviously, for his family and young kids. But, you know, for the cricketing fraternity, as you'll hear from the tributes, he was just so popular. You know, I just loved him. And that was him as a person. You know, every sort of memory of him as a teammate and then obviously later in the media was just fun. And in some ways, you know, he was like our Crocodile Dundee on tour. You know, he's fishing and hunting and then in some ways he was, you know, that was the retro, but he was also the prototype for the modern cricketer, wasn't he? You know, just a powerhouse batter, an unbelievable fielder and as a bowler, just got the ball and got the job done. And I remember he was sort of the first cricketer I played with that were in New Zealand and his mishits were going for six. So I was thinking, well, how big is this man going to be?
Yeah.
So a sad day, but a chance to obviously share some great memories of him.
As a fan, Damien, you know what I loved about him? First of all, he brought zinc cream back into fashion on the cricket field, but he was fun. He was a larrikin, and there was just no BS about him, was there?
No, certainly not. You know, he went about it his own way, but also, you know, he cherished his mentors, you know, big Matty Hayden, such a close mate, and all his Queensland teammates. But, you know, I think of that World Cup in 2003 when the coach John Buchanan and captain Ricky Ponting, you know, backed him. He was out of form. No, you're playing, you're batting six, we need you. And he got that 100 in the first game against Pakistan, amazing. And that set up the next half a dozen years, including, you know, being a very good test cricketer as well. He obviously gets linked a lot to his unbelievable skills in one day cricket. But I remember that first test 100 at the MCG when he hit the six and his great mate Haydos at the other end, and it was almost like the WWE, though, you know, I think Haydos was going to pole drive him into the middle of the MCG. But, you know, what a great moment for Simo to get his first test 100 with his great mate Haydos at the other end.
Yeah, you're right. It took a while for him to play test cricket. I think it was something like 6 years after he made his ODI debut. 26 tests, Flam. I think we were a little bit robbed there. I would have loved to have seen him play more tests. Two centuries. He was an amazing cricketer in all forms of the game.
No, he certainly was. And we'll see the highlights, you know, of all his run-outs and his catches. And his catching off his own bowling was as good as anyone's been. And then there's off the field, you know, always happy to have a beer. You always felt as a teammate, he had your back. So, you know, in some ways an enforcer within the team as well. And yeah, obviously he was a younger guy when I first made the team. But you know, there you just saw, you know, a guy who was a great mimicker as well. You know, he used to do great impressions of Jeff Boycott and Richie Beno and John Buchanan, who was the coach. And you know, and in some ways he played up that he didn't have the education of some of the private school boys. But he was always a very street smart character. Simo, you know, he knew the game, and I think it showed within his commentary as well. And he certainly, you know, didn't want to waste any words. But I remember commentating with him and saying some things that, you know, were so perspective. You know, I just wouldn't have even thought of something like that. And so, yeah. You know, he was very cricket smart as well, Andrew Symons.
Yeah. All right, Damien Fleming, thank you for joining us today. Our thoughts are with his family and his mates like you as well. And it's just, let's hope this is it. The cricketing gods, as I've been saying for the last hour, have not been kind to fans and players of cricket over the last 6 weeks. And we appreciate you joining us on SEN this morning to remember.
Thanks for that. And yeah, rest in peace, Simo. You've left some great memories.
Yeah, you have. Thank you. Damien Fleming there joining us on SEN right across the SEN network. Your text messages. Actually, in just a moment, hopefully we'll have Ian Healy on the line. We did have him there for a second, but he dropped off. We'll talk to Heels as well. Of course, Andrew Symons, a proud Queenslander. Loved his rugby league as well. We'll chat to Heels about that in just a moment. Some of the texts coming through. Hey, Jace, I'm in shock. He played the game how we all wished we could, taking the game on and being able to change the course of a match with both bat or ball. He loved his rugby league as well. RIP Roy. That's from Jace. Yeah, some really good text messages coming through this morning. I think Ian Healy's on the line now before we quickly wrap up. Heels, are you there, mate?
Yes, Jace. I'm here, mate.
How are you feeling this morning on the news that you heard about Roy overnight?
Oh, incredulous, mate. You know, it's weird, very weird, and, you know, impossible to believe.
Yeah, it is. He was a proud Queenslander, wasn't he? And he even tried his hand. Well, when he quit, he wanted to try rugby league, and I think that sort of fell over when Dave Taylor, who was about 19 years of age at the Broncos, and was 115 kilos, was handling like a rag doll at training. You remember that?
Yeah. I think he was more serious than we gave him credit for, that's for sure. And he wanted to really test himself. So he did that. But up until at least this year, probably still this year, but last year, he was still playing rugby in Townsville. So he was fully involved. So it wouldn't surprise me that he really had strong intentions 20 years ago. He's a natural talent, mate, and he was a very hard worker to go with that natural talent. It took him quite a while to sort of cotton on to what needs to be done at the next step of cricket, so to sort of go above his natural talent, and he got that done, and he's just a great bloke to have around the net and around the dressing room and then on the field. Mm. And even to this very day on tour, he's extremely committed to the Bulls Masters and the work that all the former Queensland players do. Yeah. And he's going to be extremely missed. We're heading to Cairns this week where he was coming, and that's another one that's not going to happen.
Right, Heels, we have to leave it there. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts on Andrew Symons this morning. Fans and former players and, of course, his family are mourning the loss of Andrew Symons this morning. Thanks for your time, Heels.
You're welcome. See ya.
There you go. Cricket mourns again. Andrew Symons tribute. We're going to wrap it up across the SEN network. Thanks for joining us. And thank you to all our guests who have as well. Spare a thought today for Andrew Symons. RIP, Roy.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.